We are now joined by Mike, our Denver Broncos insider, Mike Kliss. So, Mike, Denver Broncos, you put up a column that earlier today about John Elway having interest in the Denver Broncos. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I called John today, and he didn't pick up, and he called back, and I was just kind of shooting the bull with him, talking about the head coaching search, and he was telling me how everything is just kind of going to wide open, that they've been impressed with all the candidates so far. John's been kind of observing the interviews from afar, if you will. Observing from afar, I should say. And then we started talking about the ownership, and because we had reported before that John would be interested in joining the ownership group in some capacity. And then he started talking like I was interviewing him, that he wanted to be part of the ownership group. And I said, wait a minute, is this on the record? And he said, yeah. And so he wanted to go on the record.
Interesting.
And kind of let people know, you know, John Elway's been part of this team since 1983. The 2022 season will be his 40th season. That'll be the 40th season since they made that franchise-changing trade for the number one overall pick, the quarterback out of Stanford. And, you know, he had a 16-year career here as a quarterback. And then the 10-year term as a GM, where the first five were great. In five years, he was five division titles, two Super Bowl appearances with two different roster strengths. It was, they set all the offensive records the first time in 2013. It was like the Showtime Lakers. And then in 15, it was all about defense. They didn't have much offense, so it was like the Bad Boy Pistons. And in a matter of 2 years, he changed the roster from Super Bowl to Super Bowl. I don't think that's ever been done. And then, I think because of the way things went with the Super Bowl in 15, he, kind of had no choice but to pay top dollar and all that money to Von Miller. And quarterback became secondary to the defense. And revealed to be sort of a fatal mistake for the Broncos. And here the Broncos are now with their fifth consecutive losing season and 6 years without playoffs. So, but John has been through, the bad experience is invaluable too. As far as helping out the owner, whoever the new owner is, guys, it's likely to be someone. If you got $4 billion, you probably don't sit around and, worry about your fantasy team 24/7
right.
During the week. And so that's where John thinks he can help in a supporting role. He does not want to be the face of the franchise. He wants something like he's doing now, just offer input when called upon. And that's what he's hoping to do. As far as the financial piece from Elway, if he kicks in $100 million, that's 2.5% of $4 billion. So that's not going to be much. That's not going to be much as far as percentage goes. But he'd like an attachment in a kind of an advisory role with the new owner or ownership group.
All right. So I have a couple follow-ups here, Mike. Number one, and I read this from your article the other day about how if this team is going to be sold, it will likely be up for auction. And they will have a responsibility to the trust will have a responsibility to provide the beneficiaries with the most return. Right. And so they'll take the highest bid, essentially. Now what's interesting here is you had something a little bit different than what was previously reported. You had mentioned that Peyton and John separately would like to be a part of the winning bid, right? That's what you said. That is a little bit different than Peyton and John separately bidding for the team. Are they currently on the sidelines waiting for someone to win the bid, or are they a part of separate ownership groups?
Yeah, no. Neither is part of an ownership group.
Interesting.
Neither is part of an ownership group.
Okay.
And what you got is, especially in Peyton's case, you have these potential investors calling him. And he talked about this at his Ring of Fame ceremony a month ago. In Peyton's case, these guys are calling him. And he's listening, but he's not committed. And,
Are they thinking, is that what the thought process, Mike, that he's going to help them win the bid if he's attached to it?
No, I don't think Peyton Manning's attachment or John Elway's attachment will matter.
Just
it's
money.
About the dollar.
Okay.
It's not going to be, it's not going to be, you do the interview process and we like this group and you're our guys. We need our sales price to be this. That's not how it's going to work. It's going to be a bidding process. And then now the NFL approval, the NFL could, if I come in there and so they're going to have the banks are going to put on the auction. So it's not like I could go in there and say, hey, I'm buying the Broncos at $4 billion, and right. I'm automatically a bidder. You got to go through the process and show you got the assets and the value and all that kind of stuff. So, I think it's one of those situations where both of them will talk to the winning group. I mean, you don't want to, if you're Elway and Manning, you don't want to hitch up to the losing group either.
So does Peyton. Does Peyton then want a management role similar, or what's the role Peyton would be looking for? Would he want a high level management role, or would it be more of a sounding board role like John sounds interested in?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to Peyton about that. It's not that far along. I have talked to some people that are familiar, and it sounds, we all know Peyton, right? He may want to run the thing eventually, he may do it well, but, on the other hand, he is a kind of a silent minority investor in the Memphis Grizzlies. He and his wife, Ashley,
right.
They have 5% of the team. And, I'd like to report that Manning was the guy behind the Grizzlies discovering this, point guard from Murray State, and because Peyton pounded the table, they got John Morant.
Right,
but that wouldn't be fair to the Grizzlies executives who did pick him. Go Racers, by the way. I would think Peyton would want a more active if he's going to get involved with the Denver Broncos, his hometown team. I would think he would want a more active and have more say, and I don't know. Would he be on top of George Peyton? I don't know. Those are all things that have to get worked out. I hate to put that's a cart before the horse type of deal.
Yeah,
let's
sure.
See if
sure.
Peyton gets involved, because Peyton has said he wants to, and this is how Peyton has been. He listens, like he's listened to ESPN. Pitch him to try to be on Monday Night Football, in the Brian Griese role, not sitting on his couch with his brother. So he listens. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to jump in.
Right.
And, he likes his life now. He likes coaching his, his kids' youth sports. And he may get all the way down the road and just say, sorry, guys, I like my life the way it is now, and I don't want to give up my Frito-Lay's commercial. We can only hope that he gives up his Caesars commercials.
Right.
I didn't say that. But anyway, he may not in the end decide to be part of the ownership group. But right now, it is fair to say he is interested enough to listen.
We are joined by Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joining us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike, They got some coaching interviews set up this week. Obviously, the big one is Dan Quinn. Once the Dan Quinn interview is done, could you see them moving quick on him and maybe canceling some of these interviews they still have yet to set up or have set up?
No, not at all. I don't think just because it's reported elsewhere that Dan Quinn is the leading candidate doesn't necessarily mean that that's true with the search committee and George Payton. They're gonna go through see Jared Mayo and Gannon on Wednesday out east. They are going to meet with O'Connell and Callahan is a little murky because of logistics. You know, when they're out east, they got to come all the way to L.A. for O'Connell.
Right.
You got Callahan in Cincinnati, and then you got Bieniemy with the Chiefs in Kansas City. I know they are going to meet. I think one of the Callahan or O'Connell, they might have to Zoom one of those. I'm not quite sure. What's going to happen there? It might have something to do with whether or not the Rams win or lose tonight. But Bieniemy, they're going to meet with Bieniemy on Friday. So, okay. And then at that point, they'll be done, and we'll see. Then they may move quickly. George Payton may make his decision by Saturday, and I'm anticipating about a week from today that. We'll start. It may not be official, but George Payton, it could very well be a week from today that George Payton will know who he wants as the Broncos' next head coach.
So, Mike, are you under the impression that no matter what, he's going to make it through the end of this week, even if some more teams now we've heard Bisaccia will be out and Mayock got fired. Now that we've heard more teams are going to be in the mix, you don't think that he possibly gets a little bit nervous and pulls the trigger early this week if something comes up?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I mean, I suppose it's possible, but that's not anything I'm hearing.
All right. And my last one for me, Mike, is was there any other interesting nuggets you took from that conversation with John Elway observing the coaching search? Obviously, he did it a little bit different than George Payton has. Did he provide any other interesting little nuggets there?
Nothing to share.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate it.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a good one.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Have a good night, Mike.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joined us courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook.